Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 436. Hope you're all doing great today, wherever you're tuning into the program, and however you're tuning in, whether it's on your favorite local talk radio station or in podcast form. We have a stellar show planned for you today, so I'm going to dispense with the small talk off the top, and I'm not going to bore you with what I've been doing lately, what I've been writing about, and all that. If you follow me on social media, you can see my articles and videos and links to radio and podcast interviews, and thank you for that. It's Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C. But we've got three awesome guests lined up for you today. We're going to first chat about an app called Sleep Cycle that you may or may not have heard of, but they've got a lot of new features for 2026, including the ability to capture audio of what you're saying when you're sleeping that you can hear back the next day. That sounds a bit fun, but really the point of the app is to help analyze your sleep and provide actionable insights in order to get a better quality sleep. We'll kick off Tech It Out with an interview about Sleep Cycle. After that, a smartwatch for kids that also gives peace of mind to mom and dad. We're going to chat with a company called Cosmo to learn about Junior Track 5. It's a kid's smartwatch with lots of tracking features built in. Finally, and speaking of wearables, we're going to chat with a blind individual. His name is Mike Switek, and he's going to talk with us about life with Meta glasses and what that means for people with disabilities. So we're going to talk tech and accessibility, focusing mostly on the Meta smart glasses from someone who benefits from it daily, personally and professionally. And so a jam-packed Tech It Out for you this hour. Tech It Out is powered by Visa and Norton, two companies that aim to protect you in slightly different ways. We'll get to more of that shortly, but let's officially kick off a brand new show with our first interview. Not a day goes by that we don't hear about how AI is changing everything, right? Personally and professionally. And apparently, this includes your sleep quality as well. Joining us on the line to chat is Emil Carlson, research scientist at Sleep Cycle, who has identified AI trends that he thinks will redefine sleep and health tech in the coming year. Welcome to the show, Emil. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
Yeah, of course. Well, it has been 6 years since I've had Sleep Cycle on the show. Long overdue to have you back on. Why don't we start at a high level before we talk about AI and all that? Let's hear what Sleep Cycle is all about.
So we are basically the world's largest sleep app with millions of active users. And our mission is really to help people take control over their sleep. And the way we do this is through completely contactless sleep tracking. So you only need your smartphone next to you in the bed. So our sleep analysis is completely audio-based. And our algorithms has basically evolved a lot since we were on the show last time. Back then, I think our main feature was smart alarms. It was this alarm that wakes you up when you're in light sleep, so you kind of avoid this morning grogginess. But nowadays, I mean, we can do much more. So we can do advanced sleep tracking, and we track like your breathing rate, your coughing rate. And we even have this feature called Cough Radar, where we basically take privacy-preserved aggregated data and can kind of visualize for our users how coughing trends are behaving in their area.
All right, so just to confirm here, Emil, it uses the microphone on your nearby phone in order to assess your sleep quality. How does it know, for example, if you have a partner, that it's you and not your partner that's making some noises, whether it's snoring, or how does it know it's just you?
So we have a couple of features for that, actually. So we have something we call partner link. So if both people in the room, for example, if you're sleeping with your partner, you can both have sleep cycle, and you can link your phones. So in that way, we can kind of separate which audio is coming from which user. And then we also have features like one of them we call who is snoring, where you as the user can basically annotate that, okay, this is me snoring and this is someone else snoring. And the AI needs roughly like 5-10 examples before it can pretty well separate who is actually snoring in the bedroom.
That's awesome. Who would you say sleep cycle is for exactly? I think you said earlier about grogginess, like we're supposed to go to bed tired and wake up feeling refreshed. It's often the opposite, right? We go to bed feeling awake, stimulated, and we wake up feeling tired. So obviously there's probably an issue with several hundreds of millions of us. So is this for a particular demographic?
I would say that sleep cycle is for anyone that wants to take control or learn more about their sleep. And I mean, since we are a contactless and we only need a smartphone, and I learned the other day that there are more smartphones in the world apparently than bank accounts, I would say it's like we are for everyone that's interested in sleep and wants to improve their sleep.
Mm. And it's not just sleep quality, but quantity?
Exactly. Like basically sleep as a way to like improve your well-being.
Yeah, no doubt it influences everything, including your physical and mental health throughout the day. Does it give you actionable takeaways, some actionable insights on the app? Once it captures all this data, and I want to dive more into the AI in a moment and what's new for 2026, what do you do with that information? Do you need to share it with a physician, or you can make some changes?
I mean, both, basically. So we do have something in the app we call programs that we have developed with. So we have a sleep professor, Mike Gradisar. So he has developed these sleep programs that you can kind of follow and learn more about your sleep and what you can do to improve your sleep. And then, I mean, we have a lot of AI features as well coming up.
All right. So, Emil, without further ado, let's hear what's new with Sleep Cycle for 2026. I understand you have added more AI tools. Please tell us about it, especially for those who are listening right now that use Sleep Cycle. They may be curious to know what is new with the app.
Yeah, so I mean, at Sleep Cycle, we have been using AI for sleep tracking for many years now, but this year we're basically going from just using this for sleep tracking and into AI-driven coaching. We have this new feature, Luma, that we are like continuously working on. There's an AI-powered sleep coach. And the idea with Luma is to provide the user with kind of personalized coaching that is based and grounded both in the user's data and in their kind of sleep context. This is not just a chatbot. The idea with Luma is to actually give proactive and science-backed insights that are actionable for the user and not just like generic advice. I want to emphasize that when we built Luma, we really did it on privacy-first principles. So the user is in control of their data and what is shared to the AI model.
By default, I'm assuming that what you do allow Luma to capture and be analyzed is just going to help you anyways. But does Sleep Cycle do anything with that? I'm sure the data is anonymized. Like, it doesn't know that me, Mark Saltzman, has a sleep pattern like this. It's more like collecting the data on a macro level.
So basically, your data is anonymized, and you choose if you want to share it with the AI. And then the AI will analyze that and give you like recommendations and provide insights.
We're chatting with Emil Carlson. He's research scientist at Sleep Cycle. He's based in Sweden. We're chatting about the popular app that analyzes your sleep and has a virtual coach, if you will, to help you get a better night's rest. What would you say is the most impressive feature tied to Luma that you've experienced? Is there like a shut the front door moment, if you will, where you were in your testing or now it's been deployed throughout the app that you just think is just such a benefit over the other apps out there?
So what Luma does us, it's really, when you give it access to your sleep data, and we have users that have had the app for several years, you can really see these like long-term trends in your data, which I think is really, really cool. And it might be hard for like a human to capture in the app. So basically in the app, we log so much kind of interesting sleep data. And sometimes I feel like you just, Luma is a way for us to just take this raw data and present it as like really neat insights, which I think is going to be really cool for the user.
A similar question, Emil, if I may. There are other apps out there. So what would you say separates Sleep Cycle from the rest of the pack?
I think that we are really science-backed, and everything we do is backed by science. One example I gave earlier was that we have Mike Gradisar, a sleep professor, working with us. Mm-hmm. He has contributed a lot to sleep research, and that is just basically going into our product development. On top of that, we are, like me included, we are a team of people with PhDs in machine learning and AI. So we make sure that we're always on the forefront of AI and sleep technology. And we do actually like collaborate with a lot of like the top research institutions in the world. So for example, we have an ongoing collaboration with Carnegie Mellon in the US. We're working with Cambridge University in the UK. And we just started a new research collaboration with the UK Security Agency, where we use this kind of cough rate that I talked about earlier, that we're going to privacy preserve data, aggregate it, and we get the cough data, and we're looking at, well, can this data be used to predict like outbreaks of flu or COVID? So can this kind of inform public health decision making in the UK? Hmm. In short, we are really science backed. Everything we do is backed by deep science.
Speaking of collaboration, can Sleep Cycle integrate with other platforms like Apple Health or Google Health?
Yes, we can. So you can both export your sleep cycle data to, and you can import other Apple Health data into Sleep Cycle to give you more context to your sleep data.
Okay, great. Because I know that many of our listeners have invested in those platforms, so it would be nice if it can be plugged in, you know, to help a more holistic view of your health. So that sounds great. And then finally, I'm assuming this app is for both iOS and Android. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Does it have a free version and a paid subscription? And what are the differences between the two?
So we are both on iOS and Android, and we do have a freemium and a premium version. In the freemium version, you get the kind of basic sleep tracking. In the premium version, you get more. You get kind of personalized insights, the access to Luma. You also get, so for example, a very popular feature is that if you're sleep talking, we can actually record your sleep talking and present that to you in the morning. That's something that our users love. That is also like a premium feature.
That's great, even just for entertainment purposes, because my wife tells me I sometimes say the most ridiculous things, I guess, while I'm dreaming. Or what have you. And then I'm assuming the best way to get going is to do a search at your app store for Sleep Cycle, two words, and just sign up.
Yes, it is. Just download and like try our freemium version. You might then you will learn more about what we can do, and you might also learn something about your sleep.
All right, so Sleep Cycle, two words. Thank you so much for carving out some time to chat. Good to have the company back on the show. Be well.
Thanks so much, Mark.
A smartwatch for kids when we return on Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at visa.com. That's simply visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection, and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
When it comes to your backed up files, you can't mess around. And while we typically think capacity and speed are the most important features in an external drive, reliability is arguably the most important quality of a backup. We asked Christina Garza from SanDisk about what they offer.
You know, our mission here at SanDisk is to enable people to create, experience, and really preserve more amazing things that really matter to them from a data perspective. Whether that's the right memory card for the camera you use, or a really robust USB portfolio with a variety of flash drives that you can choose what's right for you, all the way through a range of portable SSDs for every kind of use case. You know, and we even deliver fun collaborations like with Nintendo, PlayStation, because we really want to make sure consumers are getting what's right for them and what makes them feel good at the end of the day.
More on mobile solutions tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The war machine rolls on. Congress wants its say, but will politics ultimately prevail? Find out this week on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Parker with Josh Parker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Cybersecurity expert and founder and CEO of Cosmo, the company behind Junior Track 5. Thanks for your time, Russell.
Mark, thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Before we talk about the watch itself, again, it's called Junior Track 5 Kids Smartwatch, please tell us a bit about Cosmo.
Absolutely. Well, Cosmo is, as you described it, a family technology company. Founded in 2020, we really came onto the scene in the middle of a movement where parents are looking at technology with a much more critical eye. There's so much more research and awareness available today about the impact of technology on young kids. And the amount of intentionality that we're seeing today in how parents introduce technology to their kids, it's skyrocketing. We talk a lot about parent techxiety, where they both understand the inevitability of their kids encountering technology and so many of the benefits that come from technology, including safety and connection. But then the baggage that comes with that, and so many things that parents are concerned about, from everything from mental health to social development. Cosmo's here to provide a different way for parents to onboard their kids to technology to get some of the benefits of connection without the whole bloated smartphone proposition. And so that's where we came from. And as you noted, our Junior Track 5 smartwatch is the device that we offer for young kids in that pre-smartphone age range.
That's great, and I'm sure everything you just said resonates a lot with the listeners, especially parents and grandparents of kids concerned about their reliance, addiction, even on technology. No surprise then that on your website it says, we believe technology should inspire the best of childhood, not steal it. And using it as a tool that could be fun, but also practical, and that's a great segue into the product. So it's called Junior Track 5 Kids Smartwatch. It is for kids and arguably for their parents as well. Talk to us about it, and I'm assuming that the parents can be connected to the watch through an app on their end.
Absolutely. There's a parent app. The device is a standalone product. So unlike an Apple Watch that you might use in tandem with your smartphone, the Junior Track is a phone to itself. It's got its own SIM card, its own phone number. And so it's really a phone on your kid's wrist, and it comes with just select kid-appropriate and parent-requested functions. And that's everything from calling, messaging, voice notes, you know, and then a select list of applications, calculators, a pedometer, these kinds of things. And it's all managed by this parent app and by parent permission. So you can add music to the device if you want. We've got Spotify. We've got a handful of music applications. There's meditation. There's kids news. There's all these things. But all that exists in an app store that parents manage. And so it's really a customizable experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see kids as young as 5 and 6 years old that parents want to be connected with for safety reasons. We've got geofencing, we've got GPS tracking, we've got SOS functionality. And then on the older end, you know, all the way up to 12, 13 years old, where the device is much more of a fully fledged connected product, where you have kids calling their friends and texting and group texting with their friends. Again, all in a parent-administered environment. Parents can oversee and review text messages. They can see call logs. They approve contacts. And so it's advice that grows with your kid up to a point where maybe they're now ready to take a step into a more, call it adult kind of a device, a phone of some kind. But it's that pre-smartphone device that parents are able to kind of customize and that grows with your child.
Yeah, I like how it's scalable based on their age. And I also like that, so not only can you have a two-way call through the watch, but you can send your child a video message, right? Like, have a great day at school, buddy. Love you. You know?
Absolutely.
Right? That's yeah. Great. I love that. So they can see people who send them video messages, but again, that's all controlled through the app. Parents can choose who can send their kids the messages, right?
I mean, that's right. I mean, if you think about how many spam calls you get on a daily basis on your phone, right? One of the amazing benefits of these watches and of our platform is that it's an approved contact list. And so only people whose numbers you've put into that device are able to contact that device, and vice versa. Yeah. Your kid can only reach out to people that you've approved. And I wish I had that for my phone. I wish you could only whitelist the people that I want. So it's an important safety function, and it's a way for parents to kind of curate their kids' connectivity.
Can you talk to us a bit more about the parental controls? Again, you said they're customizable, so you can take off, I guess, some of the training wheels on the watch when the child ages. So you're able to track your child through GPS, again, giving you peace of mind knowing where your child is without having to call them. You can just pull up the app and see them.
That's right.
Russell will expand on that answer when we return on Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Want to be able to see where their kids are. Can you please elaborate on that?
Yeah, that's right. So one of our technology principles from when we first started this company is parents know best. And so we've really built this entire ecosystem from the watch to the parent app with the idea that parents should have 100% control over what the device can do, and that there should be a whole litany of safety features that are built in. And that's really what we emphasize and what we're pushing the envelope on. So you're right, we've got GPS tracking. In fact, we last year launched Halo GPS, which is our own proprietary GPS tracking technology that includes a dedicated location positioning chip built into the hardware. So a really powerful technology. And in the parent app, you can set, for example, geofences. So you can set a geofence at your kid's school and at your house and at the park where you want them to play. And it functions kind of like an invisible fence. So you get notifications when your child enters or leaves that area. That's a feature that 80% of our customers tell us was the reason that they bought the product was for tracking purposes, mm-hmm. And so, we see that actually as kind of an emerging trend, even within the family connectivity space is shared location in the family. I like to say that you can track your suitcase at the airport better than you can track your kid walking to school. And I think that that trend is reversing. Parents are much more interested in getting kind of that awareness. And so we think about it as not helicopter parenting. It's actually much more a fostering of your kid's independence to be a satellite parent. And so you can push your kid outside to go have fun, but you've got this kind of reassurance and this technology that allows you to keep an eye on them from a safe distance.
I also like that there is a built-in activity tracker, right? So it's encouraging kids, rewarding them, or gamifying exercise.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is one of the most common features in wearables, even for adults. Of course, we all increasingly are tracking our biometrics and our steps and our sleep and all these things. And kids love to do that too. And one of the things that we hear from customers all the time is that when they're looking for a device for their child, one of the things their kid says is that they want to fit in with the adults. They want to be included. And so being able to track your steps and talk about your step streaks and how many steps you got today and this week and how many steps you took at Disneyland and that kind of thing. It's a feature that we see that kids really love. It creates good conversations, and of course it does encourage healthy habits.
Yeah. I guess last question before we talk pricing is the fact that there are other kids' smartwatches on the market. That's no surprise. Again, it's a growing category. How would you say the Junior 5 kids' smartwatch stacks up? I mean, just to acknowledge there is some competition, what would you say separates Cosmo and Junior Track 5 from the others out there?
Yeah. When you're shopping for a product like this, you're looking for reliability. And so what that boils down to when you're actually using this thing is you need to know the battery is going to last all day. When you need to be able to contact your kid, the battery has to work, right? It's got to be durable. It's got to be waterproof. It's got to have some of the features that your kid wants so that they'll actually use it. And so we've added things like music and games that parents can choose to add and manage on their kid's watch. And so kind of in a holistic sense, we've spent, 5 years working on this product. Junior Track 5 is our fifth generation. And we've done so much work to make this hardware reliable and to add those features to both the kids' experience and the parents' experience so that there's something for both of them that makes this a product that's going to live and grow as your child kind of goes through that early childhood development period and begins to understand and embrace technology more. And so we look at Cosmo, and our aim is to make a holistic solution for the family. And we think it's something that consumers can trust when they put their, that watch on their kid's wrist, that it's going to be there when they need it.
Thanks for that. Finally, how much does Junior Track 5 kids smartwatch cost? And I'm assuming there is a subscription for the cellular connectivity. As you said, it is a standalone device for communication, so it's not relying on a nearby phone. And what's the best place to learn more?
Yeah, that's right. So it is a cellular product, and we offer plans from month to month to contracts, that offer better pricing, but you can get a plan that starts at around $11 a month. The device itself, MSRP at $99.99, available on Amazon, on our website as well, cosmotogether.com.
All right, cosmotogether.com or Amazon, it's $99, and then the plans, the cellular plans, start at $11 a month. You can learn more at the website. And for our Canadian listeners, that is $99, so please do the conversion and acknowledge that there is going to be some shipping, and the plan itself, which will work in Canada, is also in U.S. dollars, so just a heads up. Russell, great chatting with you. I hope Junior Track 5 continues to do well. Thanks so much for your time. All the best. I enjoyed our chat.
Thanks, Mark.
Speaking of wearables, we're going to catch up with a gentleman who is blind and relies on Meta glasses, their smart glasses, to get around, and he uses it both personally and professionally. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first, I wanted to give a shout out to Visa. We cover cybersecurity a lot on this program and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not super tech savvy. One part of the solution is securely shopping online. And so I'm thrilled about my partnership with Visa on Tech It Out, as they've made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years, as much as $10 billion, yes, that's billion with a B, to support Visa's brand promise to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses. Liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card. There can be no half measures when it comes to cybersecurity, which is why the company takes an aggressive and multi-layered approach to combating the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa at visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. Speaking of Visa and trust, you may not know that shoppers are 3 times more likely to enter an unfamiliar store if it displays a Visa logo, and customers are 5 times more likely to think a merchant is reputable. Again, you can see all the good work that they're doing at visa.com/security. I'd love to hear from Tech It Out listeners if you've got any tech questions for me, maybe tied to the new MacBook Neo that I reviewed for Yahoo, or maybe you've got suggestions for upcoming guests or topics for Tech It Out. I'll spell my name in a moment, but I'm on X, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. So Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z, or for my fellow Canadians, Saltzman with a Z. All right, so let me know what you think of the show, how you're tuning into the program, if it's on your favorite local talk radio station or in podcast form, and what city you're in. Love hearing all that. We're going to chat about Meta glasses when we return on Tech It Out. Stick with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took a gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. If you're a regular listener to this show, I sure hope you are, you know then that I love when technology can help those with a disability, like exoskeletons that can assist those in walking, or when AI can help deaf and people with hearing loss see captions or real-time ASL signing in a Zoom call. And the same goes for tech that can help those who are blind or with low vision, as I recently covered at the Consumer Electronics Show with a new kind of braille printer for labels. On a related note, we're now going to hear how Meta's smart glasses can empower people like my next guest, Mike Switek. Welcome to the show, Mike. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Mark. Great to be here, and thanks for the opportunity to discuss technology and accessibility.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. As I mentioned in my introduction, I try to cover this topic quite a bit. I'm genuinely interested in this tech as an enabler, right? Before we talk tech, though, Mike, tell us a bit about yourself.
Sure. I was born with an eye disease, retinitis pigmentosa. People with this disease can start with a lot of vision and quickly drop to no vision, or start with very low vision and over years lose their vision. I was pretty low to start. I didn't know because I had nothing to compare to. I was diagnosed at 15 and told I'd be totally blind at 35. I've avoided that, but since about the age of 40, I use a mobility cane and I really rely on technology to help me in my day-to-day functions.
Mm. Thanks for that. Would you call yourself legally blind? Like, what's the definition? I just out of curiosity. Or low vision?
What I consider blind, low vision, I'm closer to blind. And legally blind is a U.S. categorization of people with blind or low vision. But yes, I qualify as legally blind in the U.S.
Thank you. I was just curious, and forgive my ignorance. So let's get to your aha moment, if you will, with the smart glasses that you've tried from Meta. Of course, that's the parent company to social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. They do have these wearable devices that sound like they've really changed your life, but I'll let you answer that.
Yeah, I'll start with a less than an aha moment, but just shows how important these things can be, is most of the world's been able to use earbuds for a while now. But as a blind person, the earbud is a very dangerous piece of technology, because if I drop it, I'm going to have a very difficult time finding it. Mm-hmm. So just having the hearing in the back of the glasses that I generally wear, dark glasses anyway, is great. The aha moment really came visiting a museum, an art museum here in Miami, and being able to look and say, what am I looking at through the glasses? And it gives a fairly good description of the painting or artist sculpture. I can also ask it, because of the Meta AI, can you tell me about the artist, or tell me who you think the artist is? It can let me dig deeper on the painting. And if it doesn't know the artist, and I can get positioned in front of a little placard next to a painting, I can actually say, you know, Meta, read the placard and tell me who the artist is. Wow. So for exploring a museum, it's really incredible.
Fascinating. And I understand you're chief strategy officer for your company. Are you able to leverage these glasses for work?
Yeah, in my company, and I have a couple of roles. One is chief strategy officer, yeah, but also chief accessibility officer. It allows me to use hands-free my phone. I was recently traveling and received a phone call that without the Meta glasses, I would have been fumbling to find my phone in my bag and probably never answered the call. It allows me to listen to WhatsApp messages, another Meta company. It allows me to respond. It allows me to do a lot of things hands-free. It allows me to even draft some emails. I'm looking for that to get better in the future and help me organize files. But as a blind person, I have a pretty good idea of what data is around me, and I can find that data using voice. And these glasses are really going to be a key bridge to my voice, to the uncovering of where documents are, responding to them, adjusting them, working on them. And then in the personal life, the Meta glasses have already linked up with other companies like Spotify, like Audible, mm-hmm, that I can quickly go and say, go back to that book and play for me. And even on the music, Mark, is pretty amazing. You know, something that I think sighted people will enjoy. I can actually be listening to a favorite piece of music on Spotify and ask Meta, who is the artist? and tell me a little more about the artist, or give me another suggestion of something I may enjoy similar to this artist. So it's really from a personal and professional, it's a next stage to making me more productive and allowing me to live a more seamless, happy life.
Yeah, I love this anecdotal take on things that we may take for granted, you know, with these wearable devices, but coming from someone who is blind or low vision, I think it sounds really empowering.
And maybe if I could add to that, you know, there's, again, it's Meta really constantly connecting with the other apps that are available. There are several apps for blind people like Be My Eyes, Aira, Seeing AI. The Seeing AI app now allows you to upload a picture of a family member, a friend, or coworker that even if I'm sitting in a room and I don't know who's sitting next to me, my Meta glasses will be able to very soon tell me who's in the room with me. Mm. And as a business executive, right, not wanting to share secrets with the wrong people, it's pretty critical that I know who's in that room. And up until this point, I just have to guess and keep my mouth quiet.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And you work for an airline company, is that right?
Correct. Abra Group is the parent of a few airlines. The two most notable are Avianca, which is based in Central America, Colombia, and Ecuador, and Gol Airlines, which is based in Brazil. And I do a lot of travel as a result of that. And again, the Meta glasses are making it much easier to navigate through airports and in the travel experience.
We're going to continue chatting with Mike Switek in a couple of minutes from now. We're going to chat more about wearing the Meta glasses and where Mike thinks this technology may be going in the near future, both for wearables and other assistive technologies, which is a space that I try to cover quite a bit. Love it. You are listening to Tech It Out. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Feel free to reach out on social media to say hi. It's Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z, and you'll find me on all the major platforms. More with Mike Switek when we return on Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Interested? Please come to our informational meeting with an in-depth question and answer period, Thursday, March 26th at the Reading City Hall Community Room. For info, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
A cursor or text box to speaking out loud, maybe in a quiet voice, to get the actions done that we want done quickly and to help keep our lives organized. And the real nirvana point for the meta glasses with blind low vision people is once the speed is improved, you know, I can be getting visual cues as I walk down a street in real time. It's hard to maybe imagine as a sighted person, but your brain can pretty much imagine what the settings are like around you. And I did have vision, or a little more vision, at an early age, so I still know what a banana looks like or the color of an apple. Mm-hmm. So the descriptions are quite amazing. And I would predict within the next 5 years, you'll see blind low vision people walking down streets with no guidance, maybe with no mobility cane, with no guide dog, and not tripping over things and finding their way. And that will be an amazing future.
Yeah, you know, 2 years ago, Mike, I wrote about a company called Dot Lumen that have wearable glasses that mimic the core features of a guide dog.
Yes.
So they look kind of like a VR headset. I'm not sure if you've heard of this.
I think the company is from Romania and presented at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I want to recall that the price point was quite hefty at about $10,000. But as we know with technology, that will decrease over time. So maybe in 5 years, it'll be $200. But no, the technology is being advanced. There's no doubt about that.
I saw it at AWS reInvent in Las Vegas about a month before the 2025 Consumer Electronics Show. And I did chat with the Dot Lumen CEO, Cornell, about it. Yeah, he had said that there's only about 28,000 service dogs in the world, and there are so many more people that can take advantage of them and can afford them. So, you know, this is a step in the right direction, no doubt, pun intended, with being able to give full mobility in densely packed urban areas to those who are blind.
It's great news, Mark. And again, I would just say to the listening audience, when you see someone with dark sunglasses in a museum, say hello. And it might be me experiencing great art through description rather through vision.
Love that. Mike, where can our listeners learn more about you and your work or follow you on social?
Yeah, LinkedIn is probably my preferred platform. You know, there I use my full name, Michael Switek, and it's at Abra Group. And I'm quite proud. One of my alma maters, the University of Chicago, recently wrote a piece in their alumni magazine, which I think people could find online if they search for Michael Switek, University of Chicago alumni.
Awesome. And Switek is Switek. Mike, thank you so much again for your time. All the best, and keep in touch.
You got it, Mark. And really, thanks for this opportunity to spread the message about technology, accessibility, and the fact that we're entering a golden age for people who are blind, low vision.
Before we wrap up another episode of Tech It Out, I just wanted to give one more shout out to both Visa and Norton, two amazing partners of mine on Tech It Out. They protect you in slightly different ways. And a third company that I also work with on this program also protects you. It's SanDisk. They have, of course, flash storage solutions, not just for backup. I mean, you can work off these drives as well. They are certainly fast enough to do so, especially SSDs or solid state drives. But even if you're just looking to protect your information and you don't want to pay for yet another subscription service, you know, for the cloud, then you can buy an inexpensive micro SD card, a full-size SD card, a USB thumb drive, or something else, like a hard drive, of course. But SanDisk now specializes in flash only, but super reliable and durable. I wouldn't recommend doing this, but I've even thrown like jeans in the wash with a USB stick and a micro SD card, and they've been just fine. And if you're worried about losing your USB drive that you maybe carry on a keychain, you can always add encryption. It's easy to do so. In fact, these are tools that are usually built into SanDisk drives. So yeah, they're fast, they're reliable, they have high capacity now, and there are often sales on them. Head on over to SanDisk.com for more. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did putting it together and hosting it. We chatted with Sleep Cycle, an app that helps you get a better quality sleep by listening to you with your nearby phone. Then we spoke with Cosmo about Junior Track 5. This is a kid's smartwatch. And speaking of wearables, Mike Switek joined us with his first-person account of wearing Meta glasses as a blind person. So a very diverse show for you. Hope you enjoyed it. All the best, everyone. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. And I look forward to catching up with you next time for another new episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Shasta College presents the 73rd Annual Student Art Exhibit through May 19th in the Shasta College Art Gallery. Come celebrate outstanding student artwork from across diverse media. Other events happening at Shasta College. Don't miss the live jazz concert at Shasta College March 27th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are still available. Also, get ready for the spring with Master Gardeners at Redding Your Garden coming up March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College. Learn more at ShastaCollege.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.